Indiana University is one of the few universities in the U.S. that teaches art students to create within the medium of virtual reality. The technological opportunities and the collaborative possibilities make IU an ideal setting for the digital artist Margaret Dolinsky, who is not only an associate professor in the Hope School of Fine Arts, but also a senior research scientist with the Pervasive Technology Institute and fellow with the Institute for Digital Arts and Humanities. She spoke with WFIU's Yael Cassander about her upcoming show at the Grunewald Gallery, Interfacing.
When I got into technology, I really wanted to capture those moments of extra marginal attenuation, those moments that we're kind of conditioned to ignore, but moments that were really significant in our lives.
For about a half an hour now, Margaret Dolinsky has been trying to help me understand how she uses her art to access those phenomena beyond our normal scope of awareness. I've seen her paintings and read about the virtual sets she's created for the American Opera Theater and the IU Jacobs School of Music, even a virtual installation of Chinese antiquities at the Indianapolis Museum of Art. But when it comes to describing the immersive, interactive virtual environments that will be showcased in her new exhibition, we come to an impasse.
My biggest cross to bear is the fact that I really can't document this stuff. You really can't show a video of it. You cannot show an image of it. You cannot make a recording of it because you'll always be removed from the actual experience. The magic is in the experience itself.
So asking what it looks like is really missing the point.
I don't want to describe the pieces because then you lose that moment. I mean, what's pivotal to the pieces is that you're standing there experiencing it. And so it's hard to give a description because you don't want to give a preconception.
Dolinsky's work germinates from just this sort of cognitive no man's land.
What happens is when I wake up, I immediately grab my sketchbook and start drawing. I try to get as many drawings in before I can actually incorporate language into my day. I try not to use an alarm clock or the radio. And so a lot of those drawings are incorporated into my computer work.
So these liminal spaces and moments that almost escape our perception but are critical to our understanding and our recognition, those are the places where you focus your attention.
Exactly. So what I'm interested in is finding experiential moments for people to interact with technology in order to gain a shift in their own cognition. None of the work is actually realized until a visitor stands in front of it and incorporates themselves into the work.
What is it like when I go into one of your immersive environments, and how do I interact with what you've created?
Well, what happens is that the objects in the environment become kind of navigational moments. Instead of drop-down menus or icons that you can click on, the virtual world becomes a navigational force to be reckoned with. All the environments are non-hierarchical, so each experience is determined by the visitor's point of view. I have facial detection systems. So sometimes you're holding sensors, or sometimes it's just detecting your presence and incorporating your movements into the work itself. The pieces are sort of like entering into hallucinations because the projections are lights and imagery that hover around you and that you become a part of. The pieces are actually subversive confrontations. They're very scary, but they're very funny at the same time. So you have this kind of moment where you're both highly amused but frightened.
You know, you bring up the word scary, and previously you said hallucinatory or hallucinogenic. Your experiences sound awfully similar to a psychedelic drug experience.
I've been accused of that before. Someone actually came and said that their cousin had sent them, and they said that they wanted to see the piece with the lizards in it. And I could not imagine any of my work having a lizard in it. And I said, well, I've shown you all my work, but I don't know which one your cousin was referring to, but I do know that now the work is effective because if he's seeing lizards in it, I think that's awesome.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
Interfacing, works by Margaret Dolinsky, opens at the Grunewald Gallery of Art on Friday, September the 9th, with a talk by the artist at 6 and reception from 6:30 to 8. Get a glimpse into one of Margaret Dolinsky's virtual environments on our website, wfiu.org/arts.